Are you going to tell them about your new jacket or are you going to make me do it?
Oh, I thought it was cooler that it was outside.
Yeah.
So I wore this jacket that I don't really get to wear, but it's like a vintage like racer jacket
it's
that I got
so
at, a,
cute.
At a great store called Rosie's Vintage. Not an ad.
Not
but
an ad.
Rosie's Vintage.
You're looking good. You wore it for Vegas Day.
I guess so, right?
Hi, Jillian Bezzavalli.
Hello, Patrick Hines.
We don't have anything to tell them in the intro for the bonus episode, so tell me a good joke.
I was just going to tell them that I love them and thanks for listening.
That's also a really nice thing to say. You know what? I love them too, and I'm also very glad they're listening.
I also spent like a lot of time looking up male companions today, which I was not expecting.
Listen, I love the idea
the boyfriend
that they're just companions. It's just, we just
I read the whole
spend
terms of
time
service.
Together.
I'll tell you about
oh
it.
Oh my God,
it's all,
really?
It's all very like, we'll get there.
Okay. I also, just while we're here, I love that like to straight people, it's like so scandalous.
It's like, no, I was like, oh, I just, I, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
That's not even me all that caffeinated.
Girl, what are we talking about today?
This is our 14th bonus episode of the year. It's a new series. The series is called Deadly Influence. This is the first episode of the first season. It's called Sin City Clickbait on Hulu. Quick note, there's a three-part series about this story on Paramount Plus called Sin City Gigolo.
Oh.
And because we have so much to get to on Patreon, that this was a good way to just tell that story.
Oh, gigolo is a silly word.
It's a very silly word. And the song Just a Gigolo, like, give me a break.
I know.
It's a funny word. David Lee Roth covered that song. Like, what are we doing?
Especially for, like, the what it actually is. You know what I mean? It's like a male sex worker.
It's a companion.
It's
if
a companion.
You just want to have a nice time and go to the movies.
Yeah.
Innocently.
Tucci Cash is the closest thing Las Vegas has to a mega influencer.
She's internationally known. I would consider her a souped-up Venron Bugatti with all the options and amenities.
And then you get Tia Evans.
There's definitely a draw to the world. I mean, the money, the fame, the parties, all shiny.
A guy like Ash Armand.
Today I'm going to be doing a 20-minute explosive sex sucks.
And these influencers are feeding off of the backdrop of Las Vegas. Sex, clubbing, drugs. Somebody's gonna be able to provide it for you. That's Vegas's ideology.
We learn from you, bro.
What you end up with is a really dangerous cocktail.
Vegas has a lot of hidden people that are running from something.
You gotta really be on your A game or you'll just get eaten by the sharks.
We're in Miami, Florida, March 2011. We learn about a male escort service called Cowboys for Angels, to which I said, this whole website is super no homo. It's for girls' eyes only.
They say 100 times, it's straight men for straight women. It's the boyfriend experience with no strings attached.
Boring.
Super boring. One thing that's actually cool, though, because I was on the website for quite some time today.
Yeah.
Something that is cool, I don't know if this is real or not, but it says, when scheduling an appointment, you will be working with our all-female staff who are ready to answer your questions. I can understand that if you're someone who wants to use these services, it would be more comfortable for you if you're talking to another woman who's answering your questions.
100%.
So when they said all female staff, I was like, I was not expecting to be impressed by this website at all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Can I just go on the record and say I'm in support of all of this? If you want to be able to pay for sex from a consenting adult, you should certainly be able to do it.
I agree. I also think if you just want to have a nice evening out, you can do that too.
And I bet there are plenty of people who want that. I was saying to my friend Adam the other day, I'm like, I need a grinder for somebody to come over and rub my feet.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
It should be.
Cowboys for Angels.
I know. Don't.
It's called Grindr. But one time.
But just to rub my feet. I don't want anything else. Just come rub my feet.
That's what I mean. You can find someone who's super into that.
Yeah. All right. Great.
Mike and I were at Swing 46 once on 46th Street. Obviously.
Which is not a swingers club. It's a swing dancing club.
But we saw, I don't mean to like tell tales out of school, but there is a guy there who's like a dancer, excellent dancer, easy on the eyes, good company.
Yeah.
And like he was with a much older woman, had her out on the dance floor. And when we were talking to some people, it was like, oh, he's here all the time. Or there are women who just want to go out and dance with a good dancer and have a nice evening out. And like, that's literally all it is. Sometimes it's not that. It's a little more than that. But I'm like, I can tell. What is better than dancing with a good dancer? And you're like, you just lead and I'll just be flung around. It's
100%.
So much fun.
I can't agree more.
You know?
So this website, Cowboys for Angels. Cowboys for number four angels.
A male companion agency for women. We're considered the best of the best. We want to give you the perfect boyfriend experience with just no strings attached.
No strings attached.
No strings attached.
Can I ask a quick question? What is the perfect boyfriend experience?
I think it's all relative, isn't it? Is that the point?
Yeah, what's yours?
Not this.
Okay.
Dancing. What's very annoying about the series is that no one has a lower third.
Okay, thank you. Because I went back. So this guy's name is Garen. We get it later in an angry text message.
Very annoying.
I had to go back and put it. Does he not want us to know his name?
I think it's just a poor oversight by the series.
1,000. I was like, it must just be me.
Because
no.
In the closed captions, it'll say Garen James. And I'm like, thanks.
Yes.
So, but there's no real lower third here.
Yeah. Thank God you. Okay. Thank God it's not just me. But he was looking for new male models. He was using a site called Model Mayhem.
Model Mayhem used to be huge.
What is it?
It was a site where models mostly models could just put up their portfolio and get, you know, it was like Actors Access, but it was just like very model heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. It used to be a very big site.
Can we talk about modeling in general?
Sure.
It's what a wild gig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're pretty and you get paid for it.
Yeah.
And Chrissy, I know it's harder than that, but I'm just saying, like, in general, you're just like, the pretty people get to be paid to be pretty. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That's all.
Yeah.
So this guy, Garen, who I think is straight, we never really get an answer on this, but he is stopped dead in his tracks when he sees a guy named Akshaya Kubayak. And I gotta tell you, this guy's pretty stunning.
I get, like, whatever. Okay. It's, you know, long hair. They keep, like, comparing him to Fabio, whatever. Yeah.
His look was so unique, so different from the men that I represented at the time. He had long, luscious hair. And his profile also said that Akshaya has worked as an international male model most of his life. He is now specializing in the art of massage.
Specializing in the art of massage. Like, thanks for the dog whistle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Girl, Rocket Money is back, fam. As you know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel, that's the best part, your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Yeah, here's what I love about Rocket Money. It shows all of your expenses in one place.
Yes.
Most importantly, the subscriptions you forgot about, because that happened. We've all done it. Don't feel bad about it. We've all done it. And so if you see a subscription you no longer want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it.
And they love you. They do this thing that is amazing. They will even negotiate to lower the bills for you. So the app automatically scans your bills to find opportunities to save and then goes to work to get you better deals. They'll even talk to customer service so you don't have to.
Here's the thing. Also, you can get alerts if your bills increase in price because sometimes these companies don't tell you.
Yes.
So it's good that Rocket Money totally has your back if there's like unusual activity in your accounts or if you're close to going over your budget. Even when you're doing something good, they're all about the positive reinforcement.
Let me tell you, a couple months ago, we made a charitable donation for like a big night. We were planning for it. We knew it was happening. I got an email from Rocket Money immediately saying that it was like an unrecognized person we've never paid before for like a large amount, and they were on top of it.
They're just giving you a heads up.
Yeah.
Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features.
So fam, cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money.
Go to rocketmoney.com/obsessed today.
That's rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
Fam, can you tell that we really use this?
Seriously.
We really do.
That dashboard has changed my life.
I know, truly.
I mean it. So this Garen guy reaches out to this model instantly, drives down to Miami to interview this guy in person.
Yeah.
And Garen's like, not only was I blown away by how stunning he was, but he was like so zen and so calm and so amazing. And when you hear what this absolute piece of shit did, I'm like, where's the zen?
I know. And like this guy, well, when we get there, we'll get there. But like, I think it's all in act. Like, I think this person is fueled by rage.
He's full
at all times.
Shit,
yes,
this guy.
Yes.
And Garen fell for it. Sorry. Like,
and Garen wanted to fall for it. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's a product to Garen.
He didn't really care that much.
No.
And it makes, I think, some people think make it, because we hate when people do this.
Yes.
But it's like, don't exaggerate. It's already scary.
You know,
it would be scary if he's not zen and then did this horrible thing. But I think Garen's like, ooh, for the sake of the story, I'll just say he was like a zen goddess.
Yeah.
I said goddess. Sorry, I would never.
No. So this guy, he gets a contract with Cowboys for Angels. Quote, his reviews were phenomenal. How do you review on the DL, like, what really happened?
Well, here's some quotes. He made all my dreams come true.
Oh, God.
What an incredible incredible night. I want to book him again and again. And I'm like, so he's having sex, right?
Like, but like, also, that's fine.
That's fine. But the terms of service on the website
yeah.
are very, very, very clear.
Of that, course, because like, it's illegal.
You are not paying for sex. But yeah. in Nevada?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Depending on the county, I guess, like it's not legal in Vegas, but it's legal right outside Vegas.
But truly, I think the company is saying we are not telling our employees that they have to have sex with you. I think that's why the terms of service
And it's very
exists.
Clear of like, you cannot talk about money exchanging for sex. You are paying for the companionship.
Yes.
That's it. And then yeah. it's sort of, if you really want to look for it and read between the lines, it's kind of like, but if it happens.
Meanwhile, that is the first thing discussed when the guy shows up at the
100%.
House. 100%. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Garen is also the creative consultant on a show called Gigolos that was on Showtime.
Once again, that is the silliest word.
It's a very silly word.
I want that to be the name of my next book, Gigolos.
Gigolo or Gigolos?
No, just Gigolos. Like, Gigolos.
Okay.
Patrick Hines.
Great.
You, know, what
you
I mean?
Know it's got to be kind of a little bit of a Vegas aesthetic, which is so fun. Like, old school Vegas aesthetic.
Me in like a tux or something yeah. with, like, rolling the dice.
Sure.
I don't know. As I'm getting slightly older, I'm reconsidering my thoughts on Vegas. I feel like I think that I could maybe go and enjoy myself now.
I think if Vegas is done right, it can be extremely fun.
And I always think of you saying that, and that, so it must be true. And
well,
Steve went there once, and he had a great time. He would, like, did a dance contest at some gay club.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Like, I think it can be fun if you do it right.
I went there with some not really fun people, the only time I've ever been, so that sucks.
That'll do it.
I know.
And then you associate it with them
forever. I'm going to try to let that go.
So he puts this guy onto the show and, like, you know, thrust him into the limelight, no pun intended.
I do kind of love a reality. This feels like a reality show I would watch for all of the obvious reasons.
Well, everyone had their own persona, kind of like the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Nick Hawk was the bad boy. We had Brace, who was the elegant gentleman. Then we had Vin Armani, who was the intellectual type. Ash Armand, the spiritual Zen warrior.
Every season they premiere a new guy, and this guy, Akshaya, was going to be the new guy for 2012.
Right. So it's season 3, and now he's Ash Armand, a spiritual Zen warrior. And I'm like, well, Zen and warrior don't really go together.
Truly.
But not the point, I guess.
They say he's compassionate and loving. Good for him.
Yeah, he's not at all self-centered. Wrong. He's not at all egotistical. Wrong. And at the time, he was like walking the walk. Like, allegedly, he really was this like Zen
yeah.
warrior.
But he's a big hit with the viewers. They love him. And so he's killing it on the TV show, and he's like booking tons of appointments.
And, you know, women are breaking down in tears after their, quote, experiences with him. And I'm like, why are we just acting like he's giving massages and doing yoga? Why can we be honest about it?
I'm being very honest. The sex is the first thing to happen.
I mean, on this program we're watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think the show was called Gigolo, so obviously they are much more honest than this
yes.
television show.
Yeah. Maybe there are people out there who just do want the companionship. Maybe.
I think they want everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, boyfriend experience is like all encompassing, it feels like. Like, he's gonna wake up in the morning and make you breakfast or whatever. I bet it's expensive as hell.
It is. Also on the website, you can do like long term. You can like travel the world. Like, call about our travel packages
yes.
is literally a sentence that's written on that website.
I'm sure that that's a thing. Like, I'm gonna yeah. bring this like beautiful man with me to like.
I mean, it says like, oh, like, want to travel the world, but you don't want to do it alone. Call us about our travel packages.
Can you imagine being that rich that you can just like you can like pay some hot guy to just like go with you.
Hey, what's her name from Hey Beautiful? Instead of giving scammers $500,000, do this.
I know.
Right?
I know, yes.
She had money to burn.
That's true.
Do this.
You fam, if you're not on the page in Hey Beautiful, this lady, it's sad, but she gets scammed a lot. She ended up giving the scammer $1.6 million as he's like, I am scamming you. I am scamming you. Give me more
and
money.
And then she scammed another scammer who was like, I'm used to be a scammer, but I'm going to help you find the scammer. I promise I'm not a scammer anymore. And
but
she
send
was
me
like,
money.
Okay, here's $500,000.
Yeah.
So Brent Holmes is here. He's a journalist. And he's like, I got to tell you, I'm thrilled about that reality show.
Yeah.
His whole thing is like, we got to destigmatize sex work. I agree.
Yes.
So in 2012, Instagram, the app, is really starting to take off.
When Ash starts his run on Gigolos in 2012, Instagram is just getting started, and it grows from 10 million at the beginning of that year to 100 million by the end of 2012. You get that big boom of influencers.
this is great for the Gigolo show, and it's really great for this guy who goes by Ash now, because he's using this to his advantage, and he jumps at being an influencer probably before we even called them that.
Yeah, because people don't remember, like, but it used to be if you were going to be famous, you had to be Paris Hilton or Jodie Foster.
It used to be that you had to be, like,
good
Humphrey
at something.
Bogart.
Yeah. Well, truly.
You know what I mean?
And these influencers, like, just get lots of followers. I love it. I mean, I don't, like, follow that many influencers or whatever, but I think it's a cool thing that you can be good at something. Like, I follow all these queer historians, for example.
Well, that's very different. I mean? Where it's like, come with me. There's a guy on TikTok. I'm so sorry. Aaron will know. He is like de-influencing the influencers because these influencers are out of fucking control and
I
they
know.
Need to be put in their goddamn places. They're going like bragging, whatever. But he's like, run, don't walk while we eat it. And he does the influencer voice and he is always getting in trouble by the influencers and he doesn't give a fuck. And
wait,
he's so
I need
great.
More. Give me more.
It'll be like, run, don't walk to the biggest. And it's like, you just moved here a week ago. But it's like New York City influencers specifically that like just moved here a week ago. They're 23 years old. They don't know what they're doing. And then they're like yelling at the mom and pop French toast place for not giving them free shit or trying to charge $4,000 for a video of them like eating, overeating, you know, like tapping their nails on the fucking bottle. It makes me crazy.
I think the influencer culture is so wild. I love scrolling and just being like, what are we talking about?
Whenever I'm like, I can tell, whatever.
I know.
Put me back on my side of TikTok.
Totally.
You know?
I want to be on Gilded Age Talk. Is that, should that
you watch one video of the Gilded Age and you're on it, and then the algorithm will just serve you.
I know, it's true.
It's very easy.
We're actually on Gilded Age
Talk. Step one. Get off Instagram.
I know.
Get off Instagram Reels and...
Get back on TikTok.
Well, yeah, you don't have to, but I'm just saying I feel like the algorithm on TikTok is really good.
Is better.
I think. I don't know.
Send me all your... I'm getting a lot of it as it is, but send me all your Gilded Age Reels. I want to see them all.
Okay, great. So this Ash guy is all over the internet.
He launches his first Facebook page. By July of 2012, he's got his Instagram page up. And he's producing content, these hypersexualized images of him to try and build himself up as a brand.
Building his brand. Business is booming. Like, the Showtime show is a hit. Cowboys for Angels is booked solid. He's an influencer. Like, it couldn't get any better. And this is where we know everything is about to go to shit.
Are we surprised that there's a big market for male gigolos? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, that's okay, great. I love, just because I remember when we were doing like the Ashley Madison thing, there was like no women were subscribing to it.
Right, they were all bots. I mean, because it was a predatory website.
Yeah,
the
totally.
Point, you know, it was, that was like, there should have been more women involved.
I love the idea of like women paying for a spicy night. I love it.
I love it too. Like, I don't get the big deal.
But that's the whole thing is that it isn't a big deal. You know,
right,
or it shouldn't be a big deal.
You know,
I'm a gay. My take on all of this is very skewed. You know what I mean? I want everyone to go out and have fun as long as everybody's honest and everyone is consenting. Like, go pay for your shit.
I just want everyone to be safe. That's really my thing.
Yeah.
Happy and safe.
Couldn't agree more.
And conscious and consenting and human beings.
So
and
now,
of age.
Yes. So now Brent reads us the description of this guy's Instagram channel.
Well, he's on YouTube now and he's expanding and he's doing, quote, 20-minute explosive sexercise videos. I'm like, explosive?
No,
I know what that word means
totally.
In this context.
And I want to say that doing hip thrusts is, you can't make it look not sexual. Or doing even like the hip circles or whatever you got to do as a warm-up. Anyway, he's also doing fitness and nutrition. Like, enough.
Like, it's like, okay, like, whatever. And he's like, oh, sexual mastery. And I'm like, okay, whatever, it's working. Egg on my face, I guess. Like,
I guess. But as we know, this is all happening in Vegas. And they say in Vegas, you can be famous if you have fame, money, or a lot of followers. And Ash, he's a small-time celebrity in Vegas because he's got a big Instagram following. So
this is like the start of people getting things based on follower counts.
Yes.
You know?
I haven't gotten that much. I've only gotten a couple theater tickets.
Oh, well, that's still nice.
My follower count's not that big. But it's like, you know, Broadway people send me tickets. I'll come to your show and post about
it. Okay, great.
That's
it. Great.
Or like, send me t-shirts.
Yeah, sure.
Or like, bottled water.
Okay.
Or anything.
Okay.
I'll post about it.
Great.
Okay, good.
But because he has like hundreds of thousands of followers, they say he can go anywhere, which basically means like you can get into the clubs and restaurants, I guess.
Which also just like, can we get anything else for it? You know what I mean?
I
don't want to go to the clubs.
This guy does.
I want to say, straight people, I love you so much. You know that I do. But like, going to your clubs just looks awful. And
we see all this
B-roll of them like going and getting the free champagne and the bottle
not
service with the sparkler. It's so loud.
It's just, it's like... To what end?
Yeah. But there's something about it that at a gay club is fun for me that, like, is
well,
not...
I want to go out and dance. That's what I want to do. I want a place with a dance floor. I want, and like the dance floor there is like,
and it's not like not it feels unsafe for women at straight clubs, or it just feels like you're going to be bothered and annoyed. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Gay clubs are fun.
Gay clubs are much more fun. They call it a culture of yes, right? So it's like a culture of indulgence, and it could possibly lead to a lot of bad habits. I don't know, like drugs.
Yes.
When you're just like, oh my God, you're that guy here, have this thing.
Yeah.
It just sort of leads to, it could possibly lead down a bad road.
Sure.
So it's 2014.
By the middle of 2014, Ash has been on Gigolos for 3 seasons. And he's become a real fan favorite. The success of all of his digital platforms translating to his pocketbook. He's making more money. He's also become more and more entrenched in the Las Vegas nightlife scene.
Making a ton of money. He's like famous in the Vegas nightlife.
Like he did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good for you, Ash.
And if that's what he wanted to do, he's done it.
Then he's done it.
You know who's doing it better? Tucci Cash, his new girlfriend.
How have I never heard of this person?
I'd never heard of her.
Is she still famous?
Oh, yeah. She has like met multiple Instagram accounts now totaling, you know, millions of followers. Because at the time, she had like 6 million followers.
Wow.
And now she has like, so she's Ash's new girlfriend. She's stunning. She's internationally known. We're told she's a millionaire. And her friend is like, let me tell you like the influence this person has.
Yes.
The first time Tucci posted about this friend, the friend got 10,000 followers overnight.
Like, that's insane.
That's huge.
And we don't really know. I want to say this Tucci Cash person sounds awesome to me. She's like a boss. And they describe her as such. Like, she's totally in charge of her own business and her own life. And she seems amazing. It's weird. I've never heard of her. And also, this is the first episode to make me be like, Vegas doesn't give a fuck about LA or New York. Like, Vegas is its own thing.
I've always said about Vegas, Vegas is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it knows that, and that's all it wants to be, and as it should.
And the people who live there and are trying to make it there, it's like Showgirls. It's like, Nomi could have gone anywhere. She went to Vegas, baby. You know what I mean?
There's actually another episode that we're gonna do about, I think it's called Sin City Murders is the series, about a showgirl, and it is, I mean, she's much more than that, but she, the whole thing was like, she wanted to be a dancer, she came to Vegas, she made it happen. It's very much that. So
it's so, because you never hear about Vegas being like compared to LA or New York, because it feels very, like,
exactly what it is.
This Tucci Cash person doesn't care about being famous in LA. She only cares about being like the biggest fish in Vegas, and she fucking did it.
Right. So the thing about Tucci
Cash has such a strong Instagram presence. She was more of an A-lister than him. But those two together, they were definitely a Vegas power couple.
They make a point to tell us that she is the more famous one. And also, though, that they were, quote, a Vegas power couple.
Yeah.
So they have the fame, the money, the drugs, the access, the excess. It's all like a very bad combination if you're the wrong kind of person for this.
Yeah. And like, but also, she would have been a power couple with whoever she chose.
She's a power person.
Exactly.
Like, don't attach her to anyone. She's doing just fine. She's 100%. Married now. I'll give you an update later. But like,
and Ash is like definitely benefiting from this. Like, his social media is growing. They're getting into all the clubs. Just like being seen with her and being in her life is legitimizing him in a way that he hadn't been able to do on his own.
Yeah. And you know, like, Vegas isn't for everyone. So I can imagine it might be hard to live there if you're someone who could get wrapped up in all of this kind of stuff and just like want more.
Yeah.
You know?
And like, notably, Tucci's not here. You know what I mean?
She's not. She's in the other documentary, though.
She seems awesome.
Like, she's doing her fucking thing. Let me tell you. I Googled her because I was like, why wasn't she here? Like, what's going on? I'll tell you at the end.
Okay, great. Travel down the road back again. Girl, Cornbread Hemp's CBD gummies are back. You know that we love all the Cornbread products, but this week we are talking specifically about the CBD gummies, which I take every single day when I get home from the office.
Yeah, because the gummies are made to help you feel better. Like, whether it's stress or discomfort or just needing a little relaxation, or maybe we had one of those days where we recorded 2 really hard episodes in a row.
Yeah, and the whole thing is, it is the best of the best. I've tried other CBD gummies. They use only the best part of the hemp plant, the flower, for the purest and most potent CBD.
Yeah, and I love, just to get a little like sciencey for a second, all products are third-party lab tested and USDA organic to ensure safety and purity. And I know that sometimes people are like, oh, that's the fine print, who cares? You should care about that.
So
I'm glad that Cornbread is doing all of this.
And this is for anybody who's got the stress or just like actual body discomfort or sleeplessness. It helps with all of those things. I like swear by it. Anything Cornbread, I totally swear by.
Same. And also, if you're like me and would use CBD gummies for sleep, you're not groggy the next day. You're not like slow and sluggish because you're actually sleeping and getting the rest you need. And then you wake up feeling great.
Yes. So fam, right now, TCO listeners can save 30% on their first order.
Just head to cornbreadhemp.com/TCO and use code TCO at checkout.
That's cornbreadhemp.com/TCO and use code TCO.
Great. Enjoy it. And they're gummies. That's fun.
They're gummies. They're delicious. Yeah.
Adorable. We're told that Tucci is providing Ash with lavish trips around the world. So he's not like, they're making it clear that he wants to be famous, but being on Tucci's arm opened up a lot of opportunities for him.
And he's just accepting it. You know what I mean? Like, it's great for him. He knows it's great for him. He's toeing the line.
But the thing is, like, what I think he'd probably hate to know, so I'm going to definitely say it.
Yeah.
Tucci is providing him with lavish trips around the world. He's being taken care of. Kind of being in the position of a kept man. And Tucci's really in control of that access, that success, that public image.
She has all the control. And for assholes like him, that never works well.
Totally.
He's not like proud to be next to her. He's not supporting. He's just like, oh, he wants to surpass her.
Yeah.
Instead of doing the quote power couple thing where it's like, we're just having fun. And like, when you succeed, I succeed. And you know, he's just like competing with her.
I'm not even saying this to go down a road, but doesn't it feel like Travis and Taylor are the only people who have ever nailed that?
I think it definitely like in recent memory.
Yeah. Kathy Griffin was the one to be like, Kathy's like, I know all the legends, like Stevie Nicks and Cher. I'm friends with all these people. She's like, never in the history of any woman in music have you seen her man at her shows cheering her on in the way that
he does.
And like, what a beautiful thing that must be.
I think it is.
You know?
I think it is for both of them to be cheering on each other and to be, I think in general, like, not just them specifically, but they're the biggest people doing it.
Right.
But being like, oh, you do this thing that I don't really know about and I want to learn about it. And for Taylor specifically, I don't want to get into it, but like she is a lot of like, oh, she likes football now. It's like, or
she likes football.
She loves this
person. Yeah, exactly.
And she's interested in what he, you know, like,
totally.
And I think people get that accusation a lot where it's like, oh, what are you fucking cosplaying as this thing? Cause you're, and it's like, or like sometimes people definitely like make the person they're dating their whole personality and it's not healthy.
Yeah.
But I think it's also kind of beautiful to be like, I didn't know anything about this and I wasn't interested in it until you, this person I really love and respect, is making me see it in this different light.
100%.
And I think it happens a lot, but it's not really talked about in that good, positive way. So I think that's cool.
Just in general, let's support our spouses.
Let's just be fucking nicer to people all around in general.
All around, but like in relationships in particular, be excited to go to your partner's office party and mingle and meet people.
You know?
And say nice things about your partner to their coworkers.
Yeah.
And it's easy.
And if someone's like pretending to like something, does it matter to you?
Right.
Really, who cares?
God.
Shut up,
everyone. Tucci's on our side.
Being nicer. Either way, all this fame is going to this asshole's head, you know?
Yeah.
Because it happened kind of fast and women are like fawning all over him all day long.
It's weird because it's like, I wonder why. Like, he really does have a different look and a different vibe from your classic like male American model. Like, we learned like he's half American, half Indian, and he's got the long hair and he's pretty to look at. And I get that he's attractive, but I don't really get the like the va-va-va-voom sex appeal.
Yeah, I think part of it must be maybe that like this was 2012, like influencers were not a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
And maybe in that world. And also he's putting sex out there in a very obvious way. And I think obviously that's going to get a lot of attention. So, and a lot of that attention is definitely in comments and DMs, but it really is like he's getting whatever he wants. The clubs are like, please write this way. And is that mostly now because of Tucci? Yeah.
Yes.
But he's definitely being given a lot, like a lot of attention, a lot of praise, a lot of drugs, a lot of booze, like a lot.
And I was wondering what he was actually like behind the scenes. And then they tell us. So that guy, Garen, is saying that like Ash is starting to become, or at least he's starting to let it be seen that he's kind of a controlling monster.
Yeah, he's a nightmare.
And we get this story that Garen, the guy who found Ash, he's basically Ash's boss, right?
Hey, Ash, say like, thanks.
Exactly. Garen tells a story that he put together a photo shoot for Tucci and a smaller influencer, and Garen is there for the shoot, and he sees Ash out later that night, and he's showing Ash a photo from the shoot, and Ash finds out that Garen was at this photo shoot and loses his shit.
And he looked at me, and his face just kind of went, like, white, and he turned around, and he stormed off. And later that night, I got a text message from Tucci, and she was like, he's crazy. He's so jealous he didn't even want you around while I take pictures.
Tucci, who's friends with Garen, texts Garen and was like, girl, Ash is on his way to your house to beat your ass.
Right. And it's like, what?
Right.
For what? I'm sure Garen was like, hey, doesn't the love of your life look super smoking hot?
Right.
Isn't this awesome for her?
Yeah.
And he just flies into a jealous rage and you're like, oh, that's not really, I miscalculated that
one. And it's like, we're just starting to learn that like this whole like Zen thing is a total
bullshit.
Yeah.
And honestly, like Tucci doesn't have the fucking time for this.
Right.
And after 2 years, she breaks up with him. She doesn't have time. She wants to do it. She has no room in her life for a jealous nightmare.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And she's very clear. My friend Chris, who I absolutely adore, he's the kind of person that if you cross him, like if you really do something bad to my friend Chris, he will block you everywhere, block your email,
yeah.
block your phone number, and you are dead to him.
Okay.
And Tucci is like this.
Yeah.
And I didn't used to think that that was the best policy. I now think it is.
I mean, especially when it's this guy.
Yes.
And it's like, she's just trying to live her life and do good things for her career. And it's like, now she has to worry every time she does a photo shoot that's going to advance her career, he's going to threaten to kill the guy who was there.
Like, exactly.
Who has time?
And also, when you're Tucci and you've been with this guy, I'm sure she loved him. I'm sure she thought he was great. All of a sudden, like, these people that you once really loved, you see them, after they do something crazy, you see what a fucking loser they
right.
really are.
Right.
And once those rose-colored glasses come off, forget it.
And the irony is that he just doesn't want anyone to think he's a loser.
Right.
He's so threatened by the fact that she's much more successful.
Yes.
And then doing shit like this makes Tucci go, oh, that's right, you're a nightmare. Bye.
It's wild when you know? Have that moment where you snap out of
it. Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah. So he's distraught, mostly because it's bad for business.
Yes.
You know, but only for Ash, not for Tucci.
Right.
She's unstoppable. But Ash was never the same after this, we're told. Like, it kind of was the beginning of the end of him being in touch with reality.
So we jump to 2017. It's been a year since Tucci and Ash broke up. She starts to date another guy who works for Garen.
Another gigolo.
Yeah, his name is Rex.
And he was pretty much an opposite of Ash. First of all, he was 6'4". Ash is like 6 foot. And he was an all-American, blue-eyed guy, former military, just really shredded. He was a lot younger than Ash.
Ash is just 6 feet. I was like, oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Men do not like being called short.
And
I don't get it. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I don't get the height thing.
I don't either. But
Mike is tall. Sorry, just a quick.
Sure.
Are you a woman who, are you mostly attracted to like taller men or does it not matter? Taller people?
Yeah, I like being able to wear whatever shoes I want and still being able to look up.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't really care that
it
much.
It doesn't matter to me at all.
Yeah, I don't really care.
The only reason I'm even asking, it's none of my business, is just the fact that Garen knew that it was such an insult to be like, Rex was 6'4", he was 6'6". His feet is still tall, by
well,
the way.
It is. But he adds, he's like, well, this guy's also former military, and he's a lot younger than Ash.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, Garen, he's just throwing anything.
I know.
Hoping that one insult will stick to the wall. I think he's just saying all of it.
Younger will do it. You
younger,
know what I mean?
Yes.
No, I mean, once again, I don't give a shit, but like to these people in this world,
well,
younger.
Because this Ash guy is so obsessed with just anything he deems as a threat. And
yes.
He seemingly deems everyone and everything as a threat, even his own fucking girlfriends.
Yeah.
So.
And he's got this guy Rex's number because he's sending him these super violent, threatening, I will kill you, you'll be dead.
I mean, they're death threats. They're really violent. They're really aggressive. And like, the messages are just immediately out of control. They don't show us the full text.
Yeah.
They're blurred.
Yeah.
But they have words like stay away and kill are like highlighted out of the blurred text.
You know that like it must be full of words they can't print on TV.
I mean,
you know,
really bad. And
yeah.
Garen, for whatever reason, does not take the threats seriously.
Yeah.
Even
He's
though
like,
Garen
I'm 6'4".
Even though Garen was on the other side of those texts not that long ago, like Garen.
Yeah.
He was threatening to kill you too.
I know. But now like Ash's whole life is falling apart. He's partying too much. Gigolo's gets canceled.
Like, Kim, there's people that are dying. Like, this is so stupid, Ash.
Why would Chickles ever get canceled? Where did that audience go?
Remember Cat House? That was great.
Yes, I do. I was like, a show like Gigolo's seems like it should be on forever.
Cat House was on HBO. I know that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gigolo's, I don't know what, but it's also like, I think people, like, it's the men. Who cares after
well,
that?
I guess that's
Give
true.
Give me Air Force Amy and Day of the Week. You know what I mean?
But then Garen also terminates Ash's contract with Cowboys for Angels. And to which Ash says, I'm Ash Armand. You can't do this to me. And he posts one story on his Instagram saying he's going to open the Ash Armand Male Companions Agency.
Okay.
DM me for more info.
Okay.
Like, oh my God.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
But this guy Duke says,
I think this period for Ash was a really tough time. he didn't have Tucci anymore. And then Showtime, he did not renew the show.
His feelings about who he is and what he's capable of and what he's worth are attached in a lot of different ways to the celebrity, the relationship.
He's like really falling from grace. And as we know, this is a really dangerous time for people who are psychopaths like him.
Yeah. Once again, with the age shade, somebody goes, at this point, Ash was in the back end of his 30s. I was like, girl.
Can everyone just calm
the
down?
The back end of his 30s.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But now he's like not showing up for work at the Gigolo company.
He got fired.
Yeah. But it's like these horny ladies paid good money for the boyfriend experience from the guy who does the sex workouts on YouTube.
Exactly.
And he's bailing on them.
Yes.
Because we see the text from Garen being like, this is the third time this week you haven't shown up for an appointment. Not showing up for an appointment.
I know.
Three times in a week is really bad.
For anything. You know what I mean?
But those ladies want the sex exercise.
They do. And that's going to be the first conversation.
That's what they want.
We're having sex. How much?
Obviously.
I mean, it must be so expensive because you're paying the company for the companionship and then you're paying the dude for the sex.
No, totally. You're totally paying the company for the companionship.
But what I'm saying is, like, the sex must cost extra.
No, I know. No. I mean, that's the thing. That's what the terms agreement is saying on the website.
That $500 you're paying for the boyfriend experience does not cover any extracurriculars getting later.
But they say money cannot change hands for sex. That's what they write down. So they're saying, everything you're paying for is for the companionship experience. They're wiping their hands clean.
Right,
by saying
that's what cash is for. That's why ATMs exist still.
Right.
ATMs literally exist so you can go hire your male gigolo and pay cash for it.
Right.
I'm assuming.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
I'm assuming. I'm looking into the camera and say, I'm assuming.
Right. Of course. So Garen's like, I don't care what you do. Can you just go away from me? Like, start your own company. Okay, be my quote competition. Whatever, you fucking nightmare.
Exactly.
Like, no, everywhere. He's like, I feel like he's just like storming out of rooms and being like, why isn't anyone following me? And it's like, because everybody hates you.
Everybody get out of here.
You are the worst.
Yes.
So he's like floundering. And he's starting to realize, I think, that like, everything about this lifestyle of his is very finite.
Yes.
And I think he thought it was going to be forever and he was going to be like the king of Vegas. And it's all falling apart in real time.
It's as though he never saw Showgirls.
I mean,
how do you not know? You know what I mean? Like, how do you think you're going to be like a young, hot, like yoga sex worker forever?
Right.
You know?
Especially if you're a dick.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You got to show up for work.
Yes.
You got to be nice. You can't isolate everyone around you and be an asshole.
Those ladies need the sexing.
They want the workout sex.
They want the thrusts. I gotta tell you, a hip thrust is kind of sexy.
And I'm sure they're like, oh, do the hip thrust, like, into me. So as if things can't get any worse.
Under that pressure to appear fit, to maintain his body, to maintain appearances, he starts taking steroids. He's pushing himself physically in a way that's obviously unhealthy.
Like, he's not aggressive enough. He's taking steroids.
And he's posting, like, these really, like, semi-pornographic pictures on his social media. Like, he's losing everything. So he's doing everything he can think of to maintain, you know, the followers and the money.
But his fans aren't liking it. They're turning against him in the comments. They're like, you looked way better before.
I know.
You're overdoing it with the bodybuilding.
Someone
just wrote, gross, ...
I mean,
look. People in the comments, get a grip.
This guy's a piece of shit, but it's also just like, why are you gotta be mean?
They didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody knew yet.
They didn't know that yet. And
yeah,
it's like, can everyone in the comments get a grip?
I know.
Apparently not.
I mean, it's been 9 years.
Apparently not.
We know that they get.
Oh no.
And in fact, I will actually reverse that and say most of the people in the comments have a grip.
Are so great.
But the people who are unhinged, can you just not?
I know.
You know what I mean?
No. No, they can't.
No, they can't.
So it's 2019. This idiot is now posting things like, only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. And I'm like, shut.
You're so brave.
Shut up. Because now he's being, quote, honest about his demons. Now, if you have demons and you want to be honest with them, please do so.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
He's not. This is another personality that he's like, should I do this?
Right. I know.
Is this going
to
work?
Well, but that's the thing. Like, he's throwing everything at the wall to see what's there. And look, I get it. Like, if you are a person who does this kind of thing for a living, and as you get older, all of a sudden you start to feel like you don't have any other skills, but you're not necessarily wanted for this thing anymore. I can understand that fear and trying to pivot or whatever, but this guy's just full of shit.
And so that post that I just said was him, like, a selfie of him like trying to look whatever. By the next post, he's full Mother God with like wearing like a t-shirt around his head and just going like this with light behind him. If every day is an awakening, you will never grow old. you will just keep growing.
Oh my God.
Full, is this not full on Mother God?
That, do you remember, fam, this is a Patreon
love
episode.
Love Has Won, by the way. Yeah. The Love Has Won eps.
Do you remember when she turned blue, died, they put her in a sleeping bag and drove her. They weekend at Bernie's to that woman all the way across the country. They had her corpse in a sleeping bag.
And got pulled over.
Yes.
And the cops were none the wiser.
I know.
So Tia Evans is here. She, at the time, is Ash's new girlfriend, a Vegas-based influencer.
When I first met Ash, it was when he was still dating Tucci Cash. I just thought, wow, he is something. He's stunning. And obviously, you know, you can look, but you can't touch. But then after they broke up, I just asked if he wanted to have a drink with me. And he said yes.
She was waiting in the wings with Ash while he was with Tucci and then asked him out the minute they broke up.
I know.
I was like, Tia.
I know.
Okay.
And you know what? It goes great.
And yeah, you know why? Because Tucci's like, okay, as long as I don't have to deal with, like, she doesn't give a shit.
Take him off my hands.
This isn't one of those things where it's like, Tia, girl code, how could you? Tucci's like, girl, are you sure?
Take him.
He's a nightmare. Are you sure you want to do this to yourself, Tia?
And their first date is at a hookah lounge and he gets a, I know.
Which is fine, but he's faking it. All.
He's faking it. There was a 1 year of my life that I went to a hookah lounge probably 4 times a week. I loved it.
Here's the thing. I guess here's a question.
Yeah.
Do you have to inhale?
You don't have to inhale, but like the point is to inhale.
I can't inhale.
Oh, no?
I've never been able to. I can't do it. I also don't like it.
I know. My lesbian mother, who was in her 70s, and my mother's wife came down to visit us in New York during this time. This was before Steve. I was friends with this guy, Hami. We used to go to this hookah lounge.
Yeah.
My mother became so obsessed with hookah, she bought her own hookah.
Nice.
My mom would cook her own hookah and then go smoke it on the back deck.
How
Cape Cod lesbian is that?
Yeah, it's
on
great.
A scale from 1 to lesbian.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty lesbian. It is. It's like anything it takes getting used to. I didn't want to get addicted to it, so I stopped, but I loved it.
But you can't. How would you get addicted to it?
There's like nicotine.
Oh, it's the nicotine.
Yeah, it's tobacco. But it doesn't have to be. There are like other kinds
like fruit kind, you know, can be. Yeah.
But I loved the hookah, and I kind of did love this moment for Tia. She's like, he leaned across the table and kissed me, and the whole world stopped.
Yeah, that's love bombing, girl. Like, we know that now. She didn't know that. It's just like, oh, this influencer, you know, because she's a Vegas-based influencer too, and like, he's doing this all on purpose.
Exactly.
Because she's like,
I was definitely totally in love with him from the first month I was with him. He would make me tea every single morning. He would give me massages to bed. I mean, he was great. He was a great boyfriend.
He gave her massages in bed, like.
And because she is like an also-ran for Tucci. Like, it's like, he's not going to get Tucci back. This girl's kind of like the next best thing.
Right.
So he's trying to like hitch his wagon to this lady.
So they eventually move in together. And one night they watch a film called Fantastic Fungi.
What the hell is this?
I will tell you.
Okay.
Some people in the movie, it's online. You can watch it for free. Say fungi, like with a soft G.
We're not doing that on this podcast.
I'm the only soft G in this.
Exactly.
In this room. Yeah, Fantastic Fungi. It's all about the wonders of mushrooms, you know, like from a biology perspective, and like it talks about their effects on the environment and the ecosystem. There are a lot of very cool time lapses in it that it's sort of like known for. But this guy was watching this movie basically to like groom his girlfriend into microdosing shrooms, which is exactly what happens.
Yes.
'Cause she's like, he just like put on this cool movie I'd never seen that he'd seen a million times.
Then,
oh my God, now we're microdosing and experimenting. And I'm like, Tia, that was, you know, looking back now, I'm sure she realizes that was the whole point.
Totally. Yes. And then in May 2020, Ash gets a message from a potential client. Her name is Harlene Dulay. My note here, because it's May 2020, I'm like, there's a pandemic raging, but not in Vegas.
Not in Vegas.
No one's talking about it in Vegas. Well, life as normal.
Because I want to be clear, he's now doing his own mushroom ceremonies, which is also something that's been done for ceremonies, but he's like doing his own on his living room, like table, coffee table.
And he's like marketing it as part of his like spiritual healer
thing. Well, right. Because now he's like working through his demons and sort of trying to monetize that. And I'm like, girl, you should have like worked through your demons before you start monetizing that you're going to be helping other people.
And that's the thing. It's like, you're 100% right, but it's got to also be on the consumer to be like, what's this guy's specialty?
I know.
It's like, you can't take a 5-day fucking hypnosis seminar and then be like fixing the high school kids that you
work for. But when people are going through it and they see someone that they think they could help them that feels accessible.
But the problem is that these people know that there's people out there looking for that and they know how to like market 100%. To that.
He's an asshole.
It's awful.
And so he gets this message from Herlene saying, I'm interested in booking booking a spiritual healing session with you. And I'm like, is he still doing the sex work? I don't know about that. Is he now just like a hallucinogenic
I mean, it
healer?
Seems we're going to hear later that the two of them eventually decide not to have an intimate relationship. So the sex work feels to me like it was at least still on the table.
Okay. So Tia tells us
she sent him deposit and he said he looked up the apartment, looked like it was legit, asked me if he thinks that I should go. And I said, yeah, seems legit to me.
Ash and Tia both decide that it's legit and that he should go. And I'm like, is that all it takes? Very different being a woman.
Oh, I had the exact same thought.
Oh, the address is real? And I'm like, if the address is real, that's a red flag.
I know. No, it's true. Like men in sex, I have absolutely no idea, but I would imagine it's much easier for men.
Yeah, like in general. And I was like, oh, that's all it takes for him to feel safe that like, oh, there it is on Google Maps.
I know.
That address is real. Here I go.
Listen, if this podcast and working with you has taught me nothing, it's taught me many things. But one of the things that goes right to the top is male privilege. And how real it is.
We live in different worlds.
And it breaks my heart every time I realize that.
We can physically be walking on the same street, but it's totally different.
I know.
Like you get to wear headphones with things with like music in them.
Yeah.
Or a podcast in them.
I know. Getting into our building today, I walked in right behind a woman and I was listening to music, but I realized too late that I was too close to her.
Yeah.
And the elevator door opened and she didn't get in with me. And I was like, oh my God. Like I scared her. Mm. But just by virtue of walking in behind her and being too physically close to her.
Like, how many times have you walked into this office being like, I got to tell you what just happened? And how many, versus how many times I've been like, I have to tell you what just happened.
I know, I know. Have you seen it? And not to make light of it, but there's like a whole TikTok campaign of like men going up to women and being like, I love your sweater. And the girl being like, ew. And then the guy going, oh, sorry. I mean, girl, I love your sweater.
I know, the guy's on the hiking trail.
Yeah. The male privilege of it all is like it's been one of the saddest things for me to really, truly understand.
Yeah, it is sad. But Ace is here. Ace Smith, he's Herlene's friend. He's the owner of Ace Fitness, which he says is a women's empowerment gym. He is the booty builder.
He's the booty builder. He had a specialty in building the butt. Good for you, Ace.
Squats, man.
Oh, squats are tough.
They're tough, but they work.
Yeah, they do.
They work.
I got a good booty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's like every little compliment is like pulling, what does Blanche say? It's like pulling teeth. It's just the tiniest little compliment out of you.
Like what? All I do is say nice things.
No, I'm just kidding.
So it's 2018 and Herlene joins this gym. And Ace is here to tell us.
She was very quiet, standoffish. She wasn't confident in herself. She spoke a lot about this dark place that she was in. This is her transformation. She lost 40 pounds in a month.
And Herlene came to Vegas to basically start over.
Yeah.
And that led her to this gym. And she worked really, really hard. And Ace says that she made a big transformation, not just in her body, but in her confidence. And now Ace says something where I'm like, you have to be misspeaking here.
Yeah.
He says she lost 40 pounds, 4-0, in a month. And I'm like, that can't be healthy or realistic, right?
I mean,
40 pounds in a month?
Unless she had some kind of surgery or something. I don't think that's possible, but what do I know?
I always thought that, look, I don't know. I'm really asking. Like, I always thought that it's like 1 to 2 pounds a week is the ideal.
Yeah, but I mean, as a person who's been heavy most of my life, I've gone through bouts of like losing a lot of weight, but like to lose 10 pounds in a month is extreme.
So like,
seems like 40 would actually not be possible.
That's like 10 pounds a week.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? But I had the exact same question.
It felt like, whoa, okay, all right. Because that could usually take like 5 or 6 months.
Yes, yes. And now I was really happy for Herlene that she found Ace's gym because the gym seems like more of a community than just a gym.
Right.
And it was like she really needed it.
Right. And it's no like shade to Herlene.
No,
your ass off.
I'm
like,
with you. I think that was a
And then do the squats and get it back.
Yes. I think that was a misspeak. I don't know that you can do that.
Because then I wonder if it's related because it turns out that Herlene was dealing with brain cancer this whole time she was at the gym. So I could very possibly have played a part in this very extreme weight loss.
Yes. And the other thing that Ace says to us is that he didn't know her to have friends outside the gym. And so I think that's why she was sort of searching and maybe that's how she came across Ash's profile because she's trying to build a community for herself.
So because of her brain cancer, she leaves the gym and stops working out and starts isolating, which is what Ace tells us. So, but we also don't get any word on right now, like what the status of her cancer is.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know if the cancer is gone. Did she leave because she was still fighting her cancer? Is she doing this sort of psychedelic hallucinogenic thing with Ash because of cancer? Like, I don't know. We don't really get details on the status of her diagnosis at this point.
We don't, but we do learn that when she's reaching out to Ash to set up these, like, remember now he's selling this like magic mushroom healing
wellness
thing is like what he's doing. So she reaches out to him.
She said this to him. Anytime she would try to get something done or something good was going to happen, there would be like some kind of dark energy that would just diminish everything around her.
There would be a dark energy around her. Now, this is, to a sicko like this guy, that's music to his ears.
Yeah.
Because he's got a product to sell her now.
Right. And the thing is, there are experts who will do the hallucinogenic, psychedelic drugs with you.
The ketamine therapy and all that.
You know, for lack of a better term. But, you know, like the mushrooms in a way that, like, it can be used in therapy. It can be used medically. And, like, this isn't Ash. Ash is like some idiot who decided 6 weeks ago after his hot girlfriend dumped him.
Yes.
That, like, he needs a new gig. He needs a new personality to shill.
And this is what he's doing. Plus, he just loves doing drugs. Like, that can't be denied.
And
you know
also,
what I mean?
What we haven't talked about in a long time, the fucking steroids.
Right.
Have never gone away. He's still doing the steroids.
You know what's wild? It's advertised in storefronts. I was just in Puerto Vallarta. I can't say it unless I say it slowly. You can buy steroids legally in Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah. The like the bodybuilding ads of the steroids. It's wild.
Sad.
I mean, I don't know anything about steroids. So I just know that we're told it's bad. I'm sure that's probably true. But like the one thing we do know about steroids is roid rage is very, very real.
Especially when you're just like doing it under the table without a doctor's supervision.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
When you're just like, I can totally do more.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's funny. Like steroids can't be all bad because every time I go to the dermatologist for anything, they're like, here's steroids. Just rub it on your skin. You know what I mean? So Tia tells us that Ash and Herlene go on a spiritual retreat to Zion. It's the desert.
And they do like a lot of these spiritual sessions. They're going on these healing trips. They got very, very close. And according to Tia, Ash tells Herlene, like, this is not romantic. This is strictly spiritual. And we don't get any context as to why he's telling her this. If she wanted something sexual or if he's saying, like, look, I know I got famous from being a sex worker, but I don't do that anymore. I don't know why he's telling her this, but apparently he told his girlfriend, so take it with a grain of salt, that he had to tell Herlene this.
Yes. And the other thing that we get out of this trip is that Herlene is so moved by the experience.
Apparently it was amazing epiphany of sorts that they both had. She figured out what it was, the darkness was, and he figured out that he wanted to be able to heal. And hearing it from someone telling him, like, you are a healer, I definitely think that Ash felt like he could help her.
She is reinforcing to Ash, you are a healer. You are a healer. You healed me. And like this crazy pants believes it.
Right. But he, at the same time, we're also told like he's still not doing that great. Like he's still really upset about the state of his career. He's doing lots and 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 lots of mushrooms and then some more mushrooms. He's also on steroids.
Yeah.
And just like at his core, he's like a controlling, jealous nightmare. So like the substances are not helping at all.
Of course.
Like, this is not how shrooms are used in any healing capacity. And the steroids.
I was going to say, like, if you're a person who's prone to, like, violent, rageful outbursts, steroids is not something you should be on.
I wouldn't add to it.
I wouldn't add to it.
And then do something that is sort of, like, making you feel like you're not on this earthly plane anymore.
Exactly.
And that you're sort of detaching from reality in a not controlled environment.
Yes.
Just feels dangerous. And guess what? It is.
Yeah.
So Ash loses it one night, according to Tia.
He said that he was having really bad dreams. He was having the worst tremors. His whole body was like shaking. He told me that the devil was trying to disguise himself as his loved ones to try to take him to the underworld.
The devil is disguised as his loved ones, and he's like trying to drag Ash to the underworld, which, you know, is terrifying.
I mean, it sounds like, I think you and I have made the point, but just to make it again, he's doing way too many drugs.
He's
consuming hallucinogenics at probably a terrifying rate.
With the steroids.
With the steroids. And so this is the result. He's having these insane nightmares. He's having, now,
it sounds like psychosis. I'm not going to diagnose
him. I was going to say, I get yelled at all the time for saying things I don't know anything about, but it sounds like what we would call a psychotic break.
An episode, at the very least.
Yes.
You know, and like,
So, and Tia says, I just had this weird feeling that something bad was going to happen. Yeah, me too, girl.
Same.
So it's July 15th, 2020. And it's very, once you hear this, you'll be like, oh no.
Yeah.
He says, my karma is finished. No reason to have any connection with you. And she just goes, I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Good response, Tia. Neither do I, girl.
That tells me not the first time she's gotten texts
yes.
like this from him.
Yes, totally.
If Mike sent me that, I'd be like, what? Like that, my response.
You'd be like, who has your phone?
I wouldn't be so exhausted by it.
Yes.
That reads to me, yeah. my opinion, that
yes.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. She's like, this again?
Right, yes.
This is how
yes.
it feels.
Yes, 100%.
He goes, I'm saving my energy for myself now. You're not in alignment with my journey. Tia's like, I'm sorry, what? Like, everything yeah. has been great. And I'm like, Tia, has it?
I know. And then he says to her,
he said, your whole life is going to fall down around you, Tia. And I'm like, wait, what did you say? Why would you say that to me? And I'm like, whatever, I'm done. And blocked him on my social media, and I blocked him on my phone.
And I'm like, Tia, this is when you say, okay, bye. Guess what?
Yeah.
That's what she did.
Can we, I'm sorry, what do you say?
She says, okay, bye-bye.
No, you have to, you don't have to, but could you?
She goes, okay, bye-bye. And so that's what she does. She blocks him on everything. And I'm like, hell yes,
she
girl.
She goes to the Chris Allwell school of getting people the fuck out of your life.
Like, blocks the number, blocks him on socials.
Yeah.
And then his, like, his next post after that is him wearing that mask from that movie.
Oh,
that
the Anonymous?
It's the same Anonymous mask,
yeah,
right?
Like the V for Vendetta.
Yes, yes, yes. But now he's like sitting there wearing like shirtless posing. It's a black and white photo. And the caption is, sometimes you just have to wear a mask in this world to accomplish your mission. Have a blessed night. And I'm like, oh, so there it is.
Yes.
So he's acknowledging that he's full of shit. Like he was never some enlightened guru. Like
no.
He's like literally saying he's wearing a mask. Like, girl, I know, I know.
I mean, it's just like fucking hashtag boys. You
right.
know what I mean?
Like, shut up.
I know.
But because we're learning that behind the scenes, he's still obsessed with Tucci. And even more so, he's obsessed with all of the men around her, whether they're in a romantic relationship or sexual relationship or not, like her friends, people she dated, people she's worked with. He's in everyone's DMs about it.
I can't believe we haven't talked about Duke yet. So Duke is this fucking jacked guy. He knows Tucci. He knows Rex. He knows, like, it's all these like meatheads in Vegas that are all, they all know each other.
And like Ash would text his friends like, why are you working out with that guy I'm jealous of, bro?
Yeah, 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 yeah. But then wait, this is my favorite part. Duke, who is so jacked, they can barely get him completely in the shot.
All natural, I bet.
All natural, I'm sure.
Duke has no time for this bullshit.
Yeah, because Ash is texting Duke about, like, because Duke is at the gym taking pictures with Tucci's new boyfriend.
Right, and
yeah.
So he's like, bro, I thought you were a friend. Why are you hanging out with Rex? Duke goes, you can't tell me who I can and can't be seen with.
Like, first
again,
of all.
Again, not the first time.
No, but it's also like, Duke, why are you going to 100 right away? Duke literally drops a pin to meet in a fucking parking lot for a brawl.
Because Ash goes, you know my history with him and Tucci. Stay away from him.
Oh, my God.
Duke goes, drop me your pin and we'll see where life is going to take us.
This
oh, shit.
Unbelievable. But at the same time, I was like, these boys just want to take their shirts off and roll around together.
Yeah. And those muscles are all natural, I bet.
Let me tell you, I am not wishing for that. That is not a gay fantasy, but there's something about these like jacked, dumb, stupid, straight guys that are like, let's just get our shirts off and just like put our hands on each other, see what happens, bro.
Yeah, and like hug and wrestle. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love drop me a pin and we'll see where life is gonna take us. Like it's just all.
Do you know that if he asked me to do that, I couldn't do it? I still can't figure out how to drop a pin. I know it's easy, but I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
That's all.
Have you ever had to?
No, but there have been times it would have made things easier.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me give you the longitude like, and latitude.
Can you drop your pin? And can, then
you know
we,
what?
Like,
why don't you drop a pin?
Why don't you tell me what you think dropping a pin is? And then we'll
why
reverse
don't you
engineer
tell me
this.
How you think one drops a pin?
Right.
And then we'll see. We'll go from there.
And then we'll see where life is going to take us.
And then we'll see where life is going to take us.
So, oh, no. It's July 16th, 2020. There's
yeah.
a 911 call. And it's Ash on the call, and we hear it.
Now, once again, it's like this happened in England. This call is so Ash, this is clearly made up for him trying to sound confused and out of it and unaware. It is so, this call, in my opinion, is so premeditated, the tone.
Yeah, until he loses sight of that and then just starts rambling.
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
So the dispatcher is like, hey, you know, 911, do you need police, fire, or medical? And he goes, I need police and also an ambulance. And the dispatch says, okay, well, can you tell me, like, what's going on?
Okay, God, what to say? Okay, so it's gonna sound just insane because it is insane.
Because
it is insane.
So then we'll get back to that in a second. But we cut to Ash getting arrested, and everyone in Vegas knows about it immediately and is texting each other.
It's wild, too, because we see the body cam and we hear the cop trying to explain what's going on here. He's like, I got some 30-year-old female who did mushrooms with the boyfriend or the whatever. It's a very chaotic scene.
Yeah.
And we're going to see a very, very violent and bloody scene.
Yeah. And so what's happening, because everyone's texting Tia, like, are you okay? And she's like, what? I'm fine.
Because we see a headline. There's a headline that reads, Gigolo star arrested in Vegas for beating girlfriend to death in drug-fueled rage.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody thinks that that headline is talking about Tia.
And she's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So it's not Tia, it's Herlene. The woman who was really struggling, who was booking Ash for spiritual help.
Yes.
So here's what we know. It's 10:20 on July 16th. The killer calls 911. He says, this is going to sound insane because it is. He continues and says, my friend was over. We took mushrooms together. We said our prayers together. We put on Avatar together. And then he starts rambling. I don't know if you've ever done mushrooms before, but you know,
I was like, not the time.
Like I was no longer in reality. I was in a different reality. And then he says, and then I saw the person next to me. See how he's not her friend or client or anything. Now it's like this person next to me, disconnecting from her, distancing. And Ash just starts rambling and he's like, this person's on the floor. And I'm like, whoa, you're like this beautiful being. And the dispatcher's like, okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Who are you calling for?
Right.
Are you calling for yourself? Are you calling for your friend? Like, who do I need to send immediately? And then we can talk about, like, how fucking beautiful the universe is.
And then he goes, I'm fine. Well, actually, I'm a little bit injured. I'm calling for her.
And this is when we learn that it was not a tragic accident, like, from someone who was on shrooms. It's not like Herlene thought she was on a different plane and fell down the stairs and broke her arm. Like, this is
We learn this from the autopsy report. Brent, the reporter, is telling us. He says, the autopsy report is particularly brutal when you look at what he did to Herlene's body. He says,
the cause of death is blunt force trauma. There's repeated blows to the body. There is pulverization of the jaw, teeth fragments found in the stomach.
Pulverization, that means it was down to dust.
Herlene was brutally, violently, she was severely beaten.
She was beaten to death. And like, my question is, what really happened?
The injuries, I just want to say, the injuries are pages and pages long. There's like four, I'm not kidding, like 40, like 38 or 40 bullet points of what the medical examiner was detailing. I mean, it's pages long.
And then we get this thing that we don't see that often. We see the body cam footage of the crime scene with nothing blurred out. There is blood
everywhere.
Everywhere. Including, I mean, so much blood.
Including inside the washing machine.
Yes.
And in the bathroom, and diluted blood in the bathroom, meaning he was trying to clean up.
He was trying to clean up and then he just gave up. So, like, they say he was trying to clean up and then all of a sudden he was like, I can't do this.
So he was,
and then he calls 911.
Kind of on a different plane, but present enough to know, I gotta clean up, and then realize, oh, I can't clean up. Ooh, shrooms.
But right. And so, like, that's why I'm like, I'm sure that he was on drugs. Like, that's what they did together. But what happened?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting that he really made a point to let his girlfriend know, like, I had to tell Herlene, like, there's no sex. Like, did she have to tell you that?
Right. Or what, you know, or like, does he have like terrifying triggers we don't know about? That,
I'm
like,
sure he does.
You know what I mean?
And also, like, it wasn't the shrooms, it was the steroids.
Right.
And, like, plus a lot of other things. Like, the combination of all the drugs, this downward spiral, this thirst for fame, the overall state of his mental health, the fact that he sucks.
Yes.
In general.
And just the fact that this is a person who's been dealing with rage problems all of his life. And by the way, rage problems only get worse. They don't stay the same and they don't get better unless you work on them. They get progressively worse.
And steroids certainly don't help.
Of course.
And psychedelics certainly don't help.
And I'm sure they were drinking.
Right. And so, you know, I gotta say, Sarah, because I looked up, I was like, you know, could too much mushrooms lead to rage? Not really.
Right.
Like, the studies kind of show 2% of people or whatever, like, it's actually used to help calm people down in a controlled environment when you're dealing with an expert. This guy's not a fucking expert.
No.
You know?
And this is where we cut to Tia, because, like, once again, everybody thought that it was, she's going to spend her entire day being like, no, it wasn't me. And oh my God, that guy that I was in love with and I lived with for all those years.
I was complete shock.
I guess you thought that Ash wasn't capable of something like that.
No, not at all. I don't think it really all hit me until later on when I was thinking it could have been me.
It wasn't me, but it could have been.
Right, of course.
You know,
it
like
been.
I realized, like, I was one in psychotic rage away from this being me.
Right. And she saw the horrifying experience of him thinking that the devil was coming to drag him to the underworld disguised as his loved ones.
Right.
Like, that was scary.
Terrifying.
In that moment. And he did not consider that his rock bottom. He didn't want to stop what he was doing.
Yeah.
And so here we are. And we get the on-screen text that this guy was charged with manslaughter and mayhem.
The mayhem thing, in 9 years, we've never heard that. Charged with mayhem. What even is that?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
So he's sentenced to 8 to 20 years in prison for the death of Herlene Dely. Mayhem in Nevada, it changes state to state. In Nevada is, this is horrifying, maliciously maiming, disfiguring, or disabling another person. It's a Category B felony. It carries up to 10 years in prison and fines of up to $10,000. I'm not going to say what the examples are, but it's a more aggravated form of battery. It's about like if...
Yeah, I mean, it's pulverizing the jaw.
You know, would cut an ear off or, you know, things like that when some things are... When it's not actually dismembering, but it's... Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear you. Totally.
It was a violent, aggressive... brutal attack.
And senseless.
Senseless.
And like, it ends with Ace, the gym owner, reading us Herlene's last Instagram post. And she says, "Keep grinding, keep shining, and don't let life make you hard. Your love and your willingness to love as if you've never been hurt is rare, and that's your power."
Right. Right. And so he says, like, when he posts that on Instagram, he says, "I'll live by these words for the rest of my life. Thank you, my angel." And it's like, she wanted help. She was suffering. She goes to this guy looking for help. And I thought it was supposed to be this peaceful, beautiful, healing experience.
Yeah.
And also, you asshole, what is like dropping shrooms and watching Avatar doing for her?
Right. And that's the
thing. How much did she pay for that?
I know. And like, that's why we have to be discerning. And I hear you. I know there are people in really dark, bad places who are looking for help. But it's like, these people are fucking snake oil salesmen.
They are.
You know what I mean?
And I'm sure doing it the real way, going to an actual mushroom ceremony, is really expensive and probably not accessible.
Yes.
I get it. People, you know, that's like you're saying, the scariest and saddest part. It's like when you're for lack of a better term, desperate of like, I need this now.
Yes.
And this person's local and the price is kind of right. And I think I can do it and I'll be fine. And it's a wellness. He's like, the whole thing is about healing and wellness. It can't be dangerous.
No.
Well, don't do fucking steroids.
Exactly.
So Tucci's married, by the way.
She is?
She and her husband are both on OnlyFans. They make content together and separately.
No way.
Yeah. She's like, she's a world traveler. She's like a real estate investor. She's kind of like just living her life. And she found some guy who's not an asshole.
Oh, I love it.
But here's something about Ash. So Ash is still in prison.
In prison.
He was allegedly one of the sex workers involved in the, quote, freak-offs hosted by Sean Combs, aka Diddy.
No!
Prosecutors showed photos of him during the trial, and for what it's worth, People Magazine confirmed it was him, so it was like the photos were in the trial.
Oh my God! What a gigantic piece of shit!
Unless he was hired and manipulated.
Yes.
I don't know the ins and outs of that.
I
don't know.
Yeah.
But he will be eligible for parole in 2028. It doesn't change what he did to Herlene.
Yeah, let's keep him on the inside.
You know, but I was like, wait, he what?
And fuck that guy. God, all right, girl, we did, what's it called?
The show is called Deadly Influence. It's season 1, episode 1. It's called Sin City Clickbait.
Oh my goodness. Fam, we love you so much. Go check out our YouTube. We're at almost 100,000 subscribers. 100K, girl.
Yeah.
All right, fam, we love you so much. Thanks
love
for
you.
Out.
Stay safe out there.
Yeah.
You know what? Learn to drop a pin so we can all stay safe.
And somebody teach me.
Do you know
get
what I mean?
Into my DMs and tell me.
I'll teach you.
Okay, will you?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.